The four downtown Honolulu pedestrian malls, 4th Street, Ke Kaulike, Sun Yat-sen, and Union, fall under the jurisdiction of the city's Parks and Recreation Department. Honolulu City Council member Carol Fukunaga introduced a bill that would allow the issuance of permits for activities not currently authorized under park rules.
This would be something that might allow specific types of events, like a beer garden, which would be a little bit different, you know, from what we have had in the past with street festivals, where it's pretty much the entire street becomes like a giant beer garden.
But Chinatown Business and Community Association President Chu Lan Schubert Kwok says the Honolulu City Council must side with what's good for the public.
From the business point of view, it makes sense to say, okay, let's have a fiesta or festival allowing alcohol on the mall. On the other hand, when you do that, you're more and more taking away the rights of the people that own the park. It becomes the people's land taken over for the benefit of the business community.
Kwok says state and city rules have been circumvented over the last 14 to 15 years, allowing block parties in the Chinatown district despite many protests.
CBCA, which is Chinatown Business and Community Association, got a petition of over 600 signatures. 80% of those signatories are business owners and told them that they don't want liquor on the street because it hurt them. And Chinatown, being a business mixed use, will be affected by all this late night noise.
The 4th Street Mall Business Improvement District Association was created in 2002. The association collects fees from businesses and spends $500 million a year for security and maintenance at the mall. President and Executive Director Jean Yokoi says the current parks and recreation permitting process does not accommodate pedestrian malls or businesses.
We just did an event which was a health fair. Maybe 300 to 400 people were there. The businesses on the mall don't provide public facilities, so we asked that we could use porta potties, and the answer was no, they wouldn't allow it.
Yokoi says the association would like to have options by hosting activities that draw people to the area and someday make the mall a visitor destination.
I just want people to understand it's not an alcohol-driven type of series of activities. No, it's not. We just want to have flexibility with the Department of Parks and Recreation. They have the final say, but we can't exclude alcohol.
The first public hearing on the measure will be conducted by the Committee on Zoning and Planning July 23rd, and Council Member Fukunaga welcomes input.
This is first reading, so I hope that both proponents as well as opponents get together and work with Department of Parks and Recreation as we go forward.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.